Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a nice and mild day for us today with temperatures in the mid-70s, but it gets even warmer by the middle of the week. I'll show you when we could see some record highs potentially.
Plus, one person is in the hospital after a house fire in Wendell. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene as crews fought the fire.
New road closures today could impact your morning commute for the next 2 weeks. Coming up, what you need to know before hitting the road this morning.
It affects a lot of folks who use that area of town, be it going to work or school. We're glad you've made us part of your routine here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, well, if you're heading out the door, temperatures are a little chilly right now, but they're going to warm up so nicely, especially later in the week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner following this warming trend for us in the middle of November.
How would you like to go ice skating in 80 degrees? We can do that here. This is a live look at Fenton in Cary. I think that there's something special about this ice rink. I don't know for sure, but I heard last year it was synthetic, which, you know, it's still ice skating. It's still fun. They've got their tree starting to put up there. So skating opened yesterday, and there's going to be skating there all the way through early February every day. So it looks like fun, doesn't it? 48 is our temperature. It feels chilly this morning, but temperatures are going to be quite warm this afternoon and the rest of the week. 37 right now in Roxborough, 45 Goldsboro, 48 in Rocky Mount. Hour by hour, we climb to 68 at lunchtime and 74 for the high this afternoon. Speaking of this afternoon, our sun sets at 5:15. It's going to be nice and warm at that point, but of course, it gets dark now early. Brian?
All right, it is 8:02, a busy morning on the roads. We're going to start off with some big delays in Durham on the southbound side of 885. This is that live camera at TW Alexander Drive. There's a crash reported between Alexander Drive and Cornwallis Road on southbound 885. As we take a look at the latest live sensor readings, you can see a 20-minute delay between 147 down toward Cornwallis. If you can pick it up from Cornwallis, you're in good shape. But if you're coming in from downtown Durham trying to get to I-40, consider using 55 as an alternate route. That northbound side, just a little bit of a backup now between Cornwallis and TW Alexander. Over in Orange County, we have a crash reported on 40 eastbound, not too far from the I-85 split in Hillsborough. A little bit of a backup showing up on the sensors there. Also on the south side of Durham, we are getting reports of some sort of an incident on I-40 between 751 and Fayetteville Road. We are seeing delays in both directions, but especially on that westbound side, heading away from 55 through the Fayetteville Road interchange. We're going to get some more delays about that. We'll zoom out here and take a look at some of the problems we're following in Wake County this morning. Up on the north side of Wake County, we had some earlier delays on 540 westbound. They're starting to clear up a little bit, but we're still seeing some slow traffic overall between Lewisburg Road out towards Six Forks Road, about a 7-minute delay there. There's also a report of a crash this morning on Lewisburg Road right around Leland Drive, coming in from Rollsville, heading down toward Perry Creek Road. Some pretty heavy backups as we take a look at the latest sensor updates. For that trip from Rollsville, about a 9-minute delay heading from Main Street down to 540. And coming in from Wake Forest this morning, you're looking at about a 12-minute slowdown on southbound Capitol Boulevard as we deal with congestion heading down toward the 540 interchange. We've also been watching over on the west side of Raleigh some different issues that drivers are encountering with realigned ramps on 440. They closed 440 westbound overnight to realign those ramps as part of the 440 widening project. Live pictures from Sky 5 over US 1 at Walnut Street. This is one of the realigned areas as you get to take that exit from US 1 southbound or 440 westbound out to the Crossroads shopping area, Buck Jones Road. You're going to run into a little bit of a different traffic pattern there. All of those ramps on 440 between Western and Walnut are affected by this, so that's something you want to keep in mind as you head out today.
All right, thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news, one person is in the hospital after a home fire in Wendell. Brett Neese was there on the WRAL Breaking News Tracker where the home was destroyed.
I'm Brett Neese in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Wendell, where one man is in the hospital after this home went up in flames around 4 this morning. It's off of White's Lane near Eagle Rock Road. You can see just how extensive the damage is. It's a smaller home, but that fire was not small. Fire officials tell me because of the type of home that it was, the fire was able to rip through very quickly, leaving really nothing behind. I talked to the brother of the man who went to the hospital. He tells me they woke up to these flames and they are lucky to make it out alive. Now the investigation turns to how this fire even started. Investigators spend a little while taking pictures of the scene so that they can try to pinpoint where it started and maybe figure out a cause, but the damage is so severe that that will be a difficult task. I'll stay on top of that part of the story and keep you updated. In Wendell, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Also, before you head out the door this morning, you want to know about a new traffic pattern that could affect your commute. It's happening on the I-440 area of Hillsborough Street and Western Boulevard, right at those two exits. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live this morning with the detour you'll need to know about for the next couple of weeks out there. Kelsey.
Jeff, people may be able to see the crews that are working behind me right now, but Hillsborough Street is closed in front of the fairground starting today, and we're at one of those detours here on Blue Ridge Road. Let's give you a look at a map now. There's two other detours, one on Wade Avenue and the other on Edwards Mill Road. This closure comes as crews are conducting waterline work. Here's another traffic alert to tell you about. Exit 3 on I-440 West is now closed. Drivers will be detoured to Western Boulevard, then back to I-440 East to access Hillsborough Street. Both projects should be wrapping up within the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Also new this morning, make note of a new traffic pattern for other I-440 areas west off of the ramps there. This comes after overnight work on the highway between Western Boulevard and Walnut Street. Lots of businesses along there, and that new alignment includes changes to the ramp leading to Crossroads Shopping Plaza. A U-Haul driver is facing charges after police say he led them on a miles-long chase. The driver ended up crashing on Rock Service Station Road near the Highway 42 intersection last night. This chase started when police got a call about a U-Haul driver slumped over in the front seat. When police tried to pull that driver over, the person kept going. So they put out the spike strips there to try to stop the driver, who was then, after this nasty crash, taken to the hospital with minor injuries. We're working to find out what charges the driver could face.
And we're working to learn the name of a man shot and killed this weekend near Holly Springs Road and 1010 Road. Deputies tell us they responded to calls about shots fired around 8:30 Saturday night. When they arrived, they found a man dead. Authorities used a drone during their investigation and also asked nearby businesses for any surveillance video as they search for a suspect. And today there will be a public hearing to learn more about proposed changes to Wake County's noise ordinance. City staff believe now is the time to update the noise ordinance, including what sounds are exempt, how loud noises are measured, and how the ordinance is enforced, as well as what proper punishments should be. This ordinance only applies to unincorporated areas of Wake County. The meeting begins at 5 p.m. You can learn more about the proposed changes and give feedback by visiting wake.gov/noise.
New this morning, we're getting a look at how hospitals in our area fared on patient safety on a national report card. The new data from the Leapfrog Group looks at more than 30 data points based on hospital prevention of medical errors, infections, and injuries. Duke, Wake Med, UNC Rex in Raleigh, and Maria Parham Health in Henderson are among the hospitals that scored A's in the newly released report cards. UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill is among hospitals that scored B's. Cape Fear Valley Medical Center scored a C. Granville Health in Oxford is one of only two hospitals in the state that got a D.
A funeral is happening today for a 15-year-old boy who died after being shot in downtown Raleigh. Shamar Leverett was shot near Moore Square Magnet Middle School on Monday, October 23rd. He died October 29th. 22-year-old Stephen Stanley faces a murder charge and could be sentenced to death if convicted. Leverett's funeral is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Gethsemane Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's on Sanderford Road in Raleigh.
The U.S. is calling for humanitarian pauses in the war between Israel and Hamas to allow aid to get into the most war-torn areas. Some Arab leaders are calling for a ceasefire as the humanitarian crisis grows. Israel's attacks on Gaza have killed more than 9,700 people now, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. The Israeli military says its soldiers have made it to the Gaza coast as part of its expansion of ground operations. And the U.S. military says a ballistic missile submarine has arrived in the Middle East in an attempt to deter other countries from entering the war. Coming up on 10 after 8 on your Monday, church members are trying to move forward after a fire destroyed their church. Hear from the pastor as she urges the community to remember the church is more than just a building.
Plus, a fire is burning more than 400 acres in Henderson County. We have an update to the containment efforts as fire crews work to protect buildings there.
And it's a beautiful day today. Take a live look at Southern Pines. Those earlier tea times are going to be the ones that get used up first because, of course, we have a return to standard time. I'll show you what time the sunset is and why you may want to get out as much as you can this week.
It's 8:13 right now on our Monday, and it is beautiful blue sky there above the Bull City in Durham as you're looking live and watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Hard to top that weekend we're coming off of right now, Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center, right?
Absolutely, except now we're going to see temperatures climbing even more. But what a pretty weekend it was. We continue that for the next several days. Goldsboro looking pretty. Here's a live look at Fayetteville, a view of our newsroom there on Hay Street. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a look at lovely Apex. Of course, things started to feel different. Yesterday is the day that we went back to standard time. And today's the first, you know, full like work day, school day. 5:15 is when we see sunset today. Our sunrise this time of year now is at around 6:45 or so. Winter solstice, it's at 5:05. So we're really not going to see much of a change in our sunset now until we hit solstice. That's the shortest day of the year. This year, it's December 21st. So kind of what we see is what we get for the next few months with those early sunrise times and the earlier sunset times too. We do have warm weather in our forecast. Record warmth possibly Wednesday and Thursday. We continue with our dry stretch. When the drought monitor came out last, the drought definitely had worsened across the state, and we'll take a look at that. This high pressure system is keeping any fronts back to our west until we get to Friday or Saturday, so we continue to have a southerly flow warming things up. We're dry until Friday. Maybe late Friday we begin to see some showers. Saturday's trending a little bit wetter. The models still are not in great agreement about what may happen over the weekend, and that's pretty typical. As we get closer, of course, we see more runs of the models, we feel a little bit more confident. So keep checking back if you have Saturday plans. With this front, temperatures are likely to be cooler Saturday and Sunday. We could see up to half an inch of rainfall. It's stalled right there, but coming up in a little while, we'll roll through it. It looks like on that model, which is more of a worst case scenario, we could see light rain for much of the day on Saturday. But the totals aren't very impressive. A quarter of an inch to a half an inch is not going to really make a dent in our drought issue. We have abnormally dry conditions across most of the viewing area, with our southwestern counties at moderate drought, back in the mountains, parts of the mountains anyway, in severe drought, and then back over into Tennessee, they've got extreme drought. So we really need to see some rain. Our statewide drought coverage moderate. 51% of the state is under moderate drought and 10% under severe drought right now. The good news is we're getting ready to move into more of a wetter time of year typically. If we were seeing this and it was June, you know, we would expect that drought to continue maybe for months. But in this case, because we're moving into, you know, December, January, February, those are often fairly wet. So hopefully things will turn out just fine. Again, a chance of some showers on Saturday for Veterans Day and turning cooler this weekend. Brian?
It is 8:16. Still watching these delays on the southbound side of 885 in Durham with a crash reported between TW Alexander Drive and Cornwallis Road. You can see it showing up there on the sensors and the camera. Want to take a look at the latest sensor readings. About a 13-minute delay now on southbound 885 from 147 down to just beyond TW Alexander Drive. We're seeing that number ease up a little bit, which is good news. If you're trying to get from downtown Durham to I-40, consider using Alston Avenue or Highway 55 as a better alternate route, or if you can pick up 885 southbound from Cornwallis Road, you'll be on the other side of those heavy delays. About a 4-minute slowdown showing up on the northbound side. We have some sort of an incident. Looks like a crash on I-40 right around the 751 interchange. Seeing some very heavy westbound delays this morning from 55 through Fayetteville Road out towards 751. Looks like if you can pick up 40 westbound from 751, you should be in good shape heading toward Chapel Hill. On the eastbound side, a little bit of a backup there from 15501 to 885. You're seeing about a 3-minute delay. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, all new at 816. We have a report of a crash on the north side of Raleigh, Creedmoor Road at Bella Hill Drive. That is just north of the 540 interchange. And we are seeing some heavy delays in both directions. Also in the past few minutes, a report of a crash on I-40 right around Aviation Parkway. If you're heading out right now, listen to us 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham as our live newscast continues there, and we'll give you traffic updates as you head to work.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Turkey this morning. He met with Turkey's foreign minister there. This comes after his surprise visits to both the West Bank in Israel and Iraq. The two held a brief public greeting before they headed back to discuss matters privately. The secretary is expected to underscore the importance of protecting civilian lives in Israel and Gaza. He'll also discuss ongoing support for Ukraine and the need to maintain NATO alliance unity.
Members of a Durham church are trying to move forward after their church building caught fire. It happened at the Charity Christian Fellowship Church in McDougal Terrace. Community members say the church was a staple in the community. The church had just celebrated 32 years last month. It took up to 20 fire crews to put out the flames. The building has been temporarily closed since the pandemic, but there were plans to return in-person services next year. We spoke with Pastor Shalyn Dunn by phone, and she described the impact the church has had on those here.
Church is material, the building and grounds. And I said, we cannot die over it and no need to get sick over it. We just need to recover and rise back up. We fall down, but we get up.
And the cause of the fire remains under investigation.
A burn ban is in effect for 14 counties in western North Carolina because of drought conditions there. And that includes Henderson County, where a state of emergency is in place as a fire has burned more than 420 acres. North Carolina Forest Service says the Poplar Drive fire that started Saturday morning is only about 5% contained. It has destroyed two homes and another building. Evacuations cover 34 threatened structures. Firefighting efforts continue and include a scout plane, helicopter, and workers establishing containment lines and protecting some buildings. There have been no injuries so far. The cause is still under investigation. We're also learning more about a shooting that killed a woman in a popular Durham nightlife spot. A woman was shot on West Morgan Street just before 1 Sunday morning. People tell us it's a very busy area, popular on weekends for the bar scene. Durham police haven't arrested anybody in connection with this shooting yet, and we're still trying to learn that woman's name.
A new poll from the New York Times shows Donald Trump leading President Biden in 5 of 6 swing states. Trump now leads in Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Biden only has a narrow lead in Wisconsin. Voters say they're concerned about Biden's handling of the economy and about his age.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin made an emotional return to Cincinnati, where he suffered cardiac arrest 10 months ago. Here he is last night walking back into Bengals Stadium in Cincinnati, and the Bengals first responders who saved Hamlin's life called it a homecoming for someone who now is like family to them. Hamlin sat down with Today for an exclusive interview about his miracle journey and subsequent return to football.
I don't think anyone in this world is exempt from dealing with adversity and being able to overcome some tough things, you know, and being able to get knocked down and have a problem in front of the entire world and then come into that same stadium and stand in whatever role that I have and support my team. I think that shows a lot of strength, a lot of courage, a lot of pride.
It does. And on the same day Hamlin returned to Cincinnati, the American Heart Association dropped a new Hamlin-inspired video promoting the importance of CPR and automated external defibrillators, those AEDs. Education, training, all part of it. Also, he met with the University of Cincinnati medical staff who treated him, saved his life, and announced a new scholarship to help students chase their college dreams.
Caring for older loved ones is taking a financial toll on some adults. A new report finds 1 in 5 adults are caring for aging family members dealing with health issues. On average, they're spending more than $7,000 a year on transportation, housing, and health care. 61% of caregivers say it's affecting their job, either through arriving late, leaving early, or having to take time off. The researchers say employers should help support working caregivers through benefits such as flex time or paid family leave.
And people are coming together in Raleigh to support children who have parents or guardians fighting cancer. The second annual Funkraiser event happened last night at Angus Barn. It was a fundraiser for the Holt Brothers Foundation. A nonprofit has worked with families for more than 20 years, helping to support them through their fight with cancer.
Cancer, unfortunately, touches lots of folks. 3 million children in our country today have a parent or guardian experiencing cancer. What we're doing is really helping a small portion of those kids, but we're helping those kids right here in our backyard.
And the organization says it hopes to expand its Kids Can program here in North Carolina and reach more families. A matchup of two of the AFC's top teams goes to the Cincinnati Bengals, knocking off the Buffalo Bills 24-18 last night. A big Sunday night football win for them. Quarterback Joe Burrow's two first-half touchdown passes got the Bengals out to a 21-7 halftime lead, and they were able to hang on for that win.
North Carolina FC are the champions of USL League One. They beat Charlotte Independence on penalty kicks in the championship match at WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary. It's the first league championship for NCFC in its history. They'll leave USL League One on top. The team is moving up a division next season as it returns to the USL Championship League.
A Chicago man is now the record holder in the Florida Keys stone crab eating contest. He beat 39 other competitors by eating 25 stone claw crabs in just over 10 minutes. He beat the previous record by 6 seconds. He says he has no experience in eating contests. He just entered while on vacation because he likes crabs, a lot of them.
Yes, yum. All right, well, coming up, former President Donald Trump will take the stand in New York today. What we're expecting from Trump's civil fraud trial.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey on your Monday morning. We're going to start with traffic. Brian Schrader monitoring conditions in Durham. Getting better, Brian.
That's right. On the southbound side of 885, we had an earlier crash between TW Alexander and Cornwallis. Huge backups, but with the most recent update of our sensors and also with that live camera, we can see that traffic is flowing a little more freely. As we take a look at those sensor readings, even though right around that crash site itself we're seeing things improve, we still have some residual delays from 147 we have to work out. About a 12-minute backup overall as you head out of downtown Durham on southbound 885. Consider using 55 or Alston Avenue as a better alternate route. Also look out for some heavy delays. Creedmoor Road at Bella Hill Drive just north of 540. They're working to get a crash cleared from that intersection, Elizabeth.
Beautiful out there, certainly weather-wise. We take a live look at Sanford. Gorgeous blue skies here currently. We're looking at, of course, temperatures. They're going to be warm today. It's cool, though, to start with. 48 in Wilson and Durham. It's 50 right now in Fayetteville. We are on our way to a warm day. It's nice to have a jacket this morning, but you'll likely want to shed it this afternoon. Mid-70s for highs later on today. If you're looking to exercise this evening, don't forget that today our sunset is at 5:15.
Thanks, Elizabeth. The 440 widening project could change your morning commute this month. Hillsborough Street is closed in the front of the fairgrounds for the next couple of weeks. A detour will follow Blue Ridge Road, Wade Avenue, and Edwards Mill Road. Also, the ramp to Hillsborough from 440 West will be closed. The detour will send drivers to Western Boulevard, then back to 440 East to access Hillsborough Street. Next on Fox 50, we're in for a warm-up this week. Elizabeth tells us about the possibility for record-breaking temperatures. And next on Today, Black Pumas perform their newest hit live.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
One person is in the hospital after an early morning fire in Wendell. What we know about the efforts to put that fire out?
New road closures starting today will impact your morning commute for the next 2 weeks. Coming up, what you need to know about detours before you hit the road.
And it's a cool start with temperatures mostly in the 40s, but we're on our way to potential record highs by the middle of the week. I'll show you coming up.
And people who live in communities just like this one here in Wake County will have an opportunity today to share their thoughts about changes coming to a new noise ordinance. Just ahead, I'll explain the details of what's coming and the meeting happening today.
We have that and so much more to get your Monday morning started November 6th. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. If you normally get up around 8:30 and join us right now, you wouldn't notice the difference. But the 6 a.m. risers notice that hour change with how light it is outside. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Flip side is darker at night.
That is, I know. You know, that's when all the holiday lights, you know, you get into the spirit because, yeah, our sunset today is at 5:15. Makes it harder to get exercise in at the end of the day. But, you know, maybe you just shift your schedule and try to get it in the mornings. Our sunrise now is at 6:45. This is a live look at Fenton in Cary, and they've definitely got the holiday spirit going already. They opened their ice rink on Sunday yesterday, and it lasts all the way into early February. So a fun thing to do. It's open every day. 48 degrees is our temperature. So it feels chilly. It's coat weather to begin with this morning. 50 in Fayetteville, 48 Rocky Mount, and 41 degrees in Roxboro. We take a look at our temperatures through the day today. We climb into the upper 60s by lunchtime and into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. Today stays dry, and our warming trend continues this week. We'll see temperatures close to record highs by the middle of the week, ending the week with a chance of some showers. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
8:32 right now. Busy morning out there. Let's head out to that live camera at I-40 at Airport Boulevard on that eastbound side. Looks like we have a crash there between Airport Boulevard and Aviation Parkway, leading to some pretty big delays. About a 9-minute backup overall from 15501 in Chapel Hill through South Durham, heading to the airport interchanges. Also on 40 westbound this morning, seeing a little bit of a backup there from Wade Avenue, about a 6-minute slowdown overall. Much better conditions right now in Durham on 885 southbound. An earlier crash between TW Alexander and Cornwallis appears to have cleared in the last little while, but we're still working through some residual delays on southbound. 885 beginning right there at the 147 merge, about an 8-minute backup. On the northbound side, you're seeing about a 4-minute delay. Taking a look elsewhere around Durham, an earlier crash on I-40 between Fayetteville Road and 751. Still seeing some slow traffic on that westbound side beginning around 55 through the Fayetteville Road interchange. By the time you get to 751, you're in better shape there. On the north side of Raleigh, a crash at Creedmoor Road at Bella Hill Drive. That is north of 540. Still in the clearing stages. That reportedly is a crash with injuries, and Raleigh 911 says they're still on the scene. Very heavy southbound delays this morning coming in from the northern side of Wake County. So definitely want to allow some extra time there. The usual backups on 440 westbound between 87 out toward Capitol Boulevard. Elsewhere, your major approaches into Raleigh are looking all right.
We also have breaking news out of Wendell this morning. One person is in the hospital after a house fire there. Brett Neese was there in the WRL breaking news tracker where fire destroyed the home.
I'm Brett Neese in the WRL breaking news tracker in Wendell, where one man is in the hospital after this home went up in flames around 4 this morning. It's off of White's Lane near Eagle Rock Road. You can see just how extensive the damage is. It's a smaller home, but that fire was not small. Fire officials tell me because of the type of home that it was, the fire was able to rip through very quickly, leaving really nothing behind. I talked to the brother of the man who went to the hospital. He tells me they woke up to these flames and they are lucky to make it out alive. Now the investigation turns to how this fire even started. Investigators spend a little while taking pictures of the scene so that they can try to pinpoint where it started and maybe figure out a cause, but the damage is so severe that will be a difficult task. I'll stay on top of that part of the story and keep you updated. In Wendell, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Well, you'll need to pay attention when you drive to work or school this morning. New Sky 5 video shows how road work is changing traffic patterns along I-440. That's near the Western Boulevard exit. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains drivers will need to take a detour for the next couple of weeks because of all this work.
You may be able to get a look at crews working here behind me. Hillsborough Street is closed in front of the fairgrounds starting today. We're at one of the detours here on Blue Ridge Road. We'll give you a look at a map now. There's two other detours on Wade Avenue and Edwards Mill Road. This closure comes as crews are conducting waterline work. Here's another traffic alert to tell you about. Exit 3 on I-440 West is now closed. Drivers will be detoured to Western Boulevard, then back to I-440 East to access Hillsborough Street. Both of these closures should last for the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And also new this morning, make note of this new traffic pattern for other I-440 West off-ramps. It comes after overnight work there on the highway between Western Boulevard and Walnut Street. If you're familiar with that area, there's lots of businesses. The new alignments include changes to the ramp leading to the Crossroads Shopping Center Plaza as well.
A U-Haul driver is facing charges after police say he led them on a miles-long chase. It ended in a crash on Rock Service Station near the North Carolina Highway 42 intersection last night. The chase started when Garner police got a call about a U-Haul driver slumped over in the front seat. When police tried to pull them over, they kept going. Police deployed spike strips in an effort to stop the driver. The suspect was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
We have an update about the charges four women face in connection with a protest last Thursday that shut down the Durham freeway for hours. Police tell us three of them have turned themselves in. Olivia Lynn, Janae Taylor, and Leah Whitehead were released on a written promise to appear in court. At last report, Fatima Noor had not been taken into custody. All four face charges of impeding traffic, a misdemeanor. Thursday's protest demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war started around 4 p.m. Thursday at CCB Plaza. But a short while later, part of the group walked out onto the highway and blocked it. That's when Durham police called that protest illegal.
A funeral is happening today for a 15-year-old boy who died after being shot in downtown Raleigh. Shamar Leverett was shot near Moore Square Magnet Middle School on Monday, October 23rd. He died October 29th. 22-year-old Stephen Stanley faces a murder charge and could be sentenced to death if convicted. Leverett's funeral is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Gethsemane Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's on Sanderford Road in Raleigh.
How Wake County handles noise complaints is up for discussion. Today, county leaders want to hear your thoughts about the noise ordinance. WRL's Laura Levine explains the county gets hundreds of these complaints every year, but they're hard to enforce.
Right now, we're here standing in front of the Foxcroft community, just one of many communities that will be affected by the changes when it comes to this noise ordinance. Take a look at your screen here. This is a look at some of the hot spots across the county that have had complaints over the past few years. From January through June of this year, the Wake County Sheriff's Office has responded to 381 calls related to noise complaints, more than 5,000 calls since 2018. The new proposed changes to the ordinance includes expanding the exemption for agricultural operations and farming, adding exemptions for public services, construction, airport operations, and sporting events. They also want to include a penalty for violations that aligns with the statutory limit for a Class 3 misdemeanor and a fine of up to $500. And following today's public meeting, which begins at 5 p.m., the Board of Commissioners will have a vote on November 20th. Laura Levine, WREO News in Wake County.
Today, former President Donald Trump will take the stand to give a testimony that could help decide the fate of his business empire in New York. You are taking a live look at New York City right now, where Trump is expected to leave at any minute. Trump is testifying in a civil fraud trial brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is seeking $250 million in damages and to bar the former president from doing business in the state. James says that Trump and his co-defendants repeatedly committed financial fraud. The judge will consider how much the Trumps will have to pay in damages.
This afternoon, a discussion of the war in Israel is happening at UNC Chapel Hill. It's being hosted by the UNC Center for Middle East and Islamic Studies, the Carolina Center for Jewish Studies, and the Program for Public Discourse. The event is happening from 4 to 5 tonight in Fetzer Hall. It's open to students, staff, and faculty. The panelists include a professor of peace and war and a professor of political ethics.
And Jeff, with that in mind, happening now in the WRA Live Center, we just got new video this morning into our newsroom of Israeli forces targeting what is said to be Hamas strongholds in Gaza. You can see large plumes of smoke could be seen rising from the blasts, as Israeli Defense Ministry said fighter jets struck 450 Hamas targets in Gaza, and troops seized a militant compound in the past 24 hours. You can see the troops on the ground right then. All this is happening as a humanitarian crisis is growing right there in Gaza. These attacks come after Israel's ground forces encircled Gaza last week. Of course, any new developments in this story, we'll bring them to you right here in the WRA Live Center.
All right, Ken, thank you. And back here at home, Election Day is tomorrow, and WREL is your place for the fastest results on the air, online, and on your phone. We have you covered as voters in 22 counties, including Durham, Cumberland, and Wake counties, head to the polls. Voters in Durham, Fayetteville, and Chapel Hill will pick a new mayor Fuquay Varina, Holly Springs, and Wandale voters, they'll have to decide if park improvement projects are worth a hike in taxes. Polls open at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. Remember, you will need your valid voter ID, such as a driver's license, in order to cast your vote. All the details you need to know before heading to the polls can be found on NC Board of Elections website. And tune in to WREL on Election Day as results pour in. By the way, we are now less than 1 year away from the 2024 presidential election. Coming up for us, new chilling images as one of the results of one of the first attacks of the Israel-Hamas war will show you those and the urgent plea to get food and supplies to Gaza.
Well, it's an important recall to tell you about. If Dino Nuggets are a staple in your home, what you need to know about the dangers of this product.
And we'll take you live out to Goldsboro this morning. A warm-up is coming. Elizabeth will explain when we could see record-breaking temperatures.
It is 8:44, and we're taking a live look at Franklinton. Look at that gorgeous blue sky there. What a pretty day we have in our forecast. We had a lovely weekend, and we're going to tack a few more days onto that. As a matter of fact, instead of cooling off, our temperatures will warm up through the middle of the week. Right now, it is 48 degrees in the Triangle area. We're going to climb into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. I'm sure you noticed, of course, that the last couple of mornings, the sun has come up a bit earlier. That means it's going to set earlier this afternoon, too. If you're not quite used to the new schedule, sunrise about 6:45, sunset at about 5:15, which is going to put a damper on enjoying some of this pretty weather. 50 degrees in Fayetteville right now, 53 in Goldsboro, 45 in Roxboro, looking at upper 40s in the Triangle. Afternoon high, 74 in Raleigh, 72 in Durham, and 77 in Fayetteville. In the summertime, when we don't see a sunset until the 8 o'clock hour, we tend to see the warmest time of the day around 5 o'clock or so. And now this time of year, it shifts much earlier to around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when it's typically warmest this time of year. Tomorrow is an election day for a lot of towns in our viewing area. Our temperatures in the morning, a little warmer than this morning, mostly low 50s instead of low 40s. Lunchtime temperature, mid-70s, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, about 78 degrees. You know, if it were going to be daylight to 6 or 7 o'clock, it would be lovely to be outside, upper 60s and low 70s, but yeah. Sunrise at 5:15. Lots of warmth across the country right now. The red and orange areas are where temperatures are well above normal. And notice how that spreads into our area by the middle of the week. Our temperature normally 66 degrees. And of course, we're looking at much warmer temperatures than that for the next couple of days. And then 81 Wednesday and 80 on Thursday. Show you how close that is to records. 81 for Raleigh on Wednesday. The previous record was 80. So probably going to break that one. We'll be really close in Fayetteville with 83. The previous record, 84 degrees. We check out those temperatures going forward. And of course, it's going to be nice and warm for the next few days, all the way through Thursday. Friday, we see increasing clouds. There could be a few showers late on Friday. And right now, it looks like that could linger into Saturday. The models have been not in really good agreement on this, but it is starting to trend a little bit wetter for Saturday. If you have plans to be out on Veterans Day, just keep checking back with us. It will be cooler for the weekend, 61 Saturday, 59 on Sunday. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 8:47, still watching some heavy delays on 40 eastbound around Airport Boulevard. Taking a look at the latest live sensor update. About a 16-minute backup overall, leaving Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound from the 15501 interchange through South Durham out toward the Aviation Parkway interchanges there. We had an earlier crash between Airport Boulevard and Aviation Parkway on 40 eastbound, contributing to those delays. It looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely on this camera, so we should see some improvement, but still, if you're heading out to the airport, need to allow plenty of extra time. Also, some other delays that we're watching as you approach the RDU exits on 40 westbound. About a 5-minute slowdown from Wade Avenue, and then 540 westbound, pretty slow on the north side of Raleigh. Looking much better on 885 in both directions through Durham. Still picking up a little bit of a backup on either side. Just getting a report of a crash on Glenwood Avenue right around TW Alexander Drive, not too far from the 540 interchange. And they're still trying to get that crash cleared from Creedmoor Road, just north of the 540 exit. Seeing a pretty heavy southbound delay as you come in from northern Wake County.
Thanks, Brian. Officials with the United Nations World Food Program have issued an urgent plea for more humanitarian access to Gaza. The executive director is Cindy McCain. She issued the plea from the Rafah border crossing as humanitarian needs skyrocket and critical food supplies reach dangerously low levels. For the past few weeks, entry points into Gaza have been virtually sealed off, except through the Rafah border crossing. And while there has been a steady increase in aid entering that region, it is nowhere near enough to meet the growing needs. Israel's military is giving us our first look at the damage at the music festival attacked by Hamas terrorists at the start of the war. Drone footage here shows hundreds of cars burned out and destroyed. Thousands of young people were enjoying the festival when militants staged the surprise attack on October 7th. At least 260 people were killed in what's believed to be the worst civilian massacre in Israeli history.
And recovery efforts are underway in Nepal after Friday's deadly earthquake. The earthquake resulted in the deaths of more than 150 people. It's reported to be the country's worst earthquake since 2014. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the earthquake had a magnitude of 5.6. The earthquake shook houses, damaged infrastructure, and left thousands homeless.
Ford is planning to temporarily lay off more than 1,500 workers at a Louisville assembly plant. The layoffs come as a residual effect of the recent 40-day strike, resulting in pipeline issues with suppliers. While the Louisville assembly plant never joined the strike, almost 9,000 UAW members of the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville walked out on October 11th. A tentative agreement has been reached. It was reached between Ford and the UAW on October 25th. The layoffs are only expected to last a few weeks.
Jury deliberations will continue today in the trial of the officer charged for Elijah McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard is one of the police officers charged with McClain's wrongful death in Aurora, Colorado, back in 2019. Woodyard has pleaded not guilty to reckless manslaughter and a lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. He's the third officer tried in connection with McClain's death.
Overcrowding is forcing thousands of Wake County families to move to new schools every year. It's partly the result of a population that is growing faster than the school system can build schools. Many families say they shouldn't have to move schools to make way for new development. Our WRL Education Insider spoke with school system officials about why these changes are happening and asked many of the questions families have. We found some solutions, and they're not cost-effective, all of them, but officials also still are willing to consider some compromises. You can read more about the latest reassignment plan in the education section of WRL.com.
A big decline in birth rates could mean new problems for the future of the economy. Data from the CDC shows between 2007 and 2022, the nationwide birth rate dropped about 23%. If this downward trend continues, experts believe it will initially create workplaces with a higher number of older employees and fewer younger employees. An aging society with a shrinking birth rate would reduce the number of eligible workers paying taxes that help cover pensions and health care.
Fewer active workers are going to have to support a bigger population of retirees. And, you know, if you combine this with the fact that there's rising inflation and more difficulty to access home owning for the younger generation, that's probably going to imply like some hardships for the younger generations.
And this could force the government to restructure tax systems. Fewer workers could trigger wage increases as companies try and fill empty positions, or businesses may start relying more on automated machines instead.
More than 4,000 baby loungers sold on Amazon are being recalled over suffocation risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says certain Yuka baby loungers like these didn't meet safety requirements. CPSC says the product can create an unsafe sleeping environment for babies. The recalled products were sold on and after June 23, 2022. No injuries have been reported so far, but if you own one, you should immediately stop using it and contact Yuka for a full refund.
Making your bed every day may have its benefits, and one company is paying someone to find out. The Shane Company of Fine Jewelers is offering someone $1,000 to make their bed every day for a month and explain its effect on their life. The company says you'll have to provide insight on how the small task impacts your overall feelings. December 8th is the deadline for contest entries. You can sign up on Shane Co.'s website. Well, more questions this morning for the Carolina Panthers and their fans after another loss. Bryce Young threw three interceptions. Two were returned for touchdowns, including this one just before halftime as the Panthers fell to the Indianapolis Colts 27-13. The Panthers are now 1-7 on the season. They only have a few days to prepare for the next challenge. They'll be in Chicago Thursday to play the Bears. And tonight, week 9 of the NFL season wraps up with Monday Night Football. The New York Jets are hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. You can watch that game starting at 8 o'clock right on ESPN.
And we're going to head off to break. Here are the winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic as well up next.